It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, I can't understand that.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
And it's not fair just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation. Welcome to the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured, you're valued, you have purpose. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body, my friends. We were made for this moment. Thank you to the team. That's producer Joe, Luke, Rachel, Zach, Echo, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Happy Friday, producer Joe.
Happy Friday, Kim.
Do you have a big weekend planned?
No, I'm just relaxing.
Yeah, it's a fasten your seatbelt every day of the week, so it's good that you're going to relax and get ready for next week. We've got so much going on. There's so much great stuff going on. Something's going to happen here in Colorado, I think. Something really good, because we are at the tip of the spear for all the nutso stuff that's going on out there. And there are so many people that are stepping forward to do things. And so something, I just feel it, something is going to happen. So thank you to the Laramie Energy and Karis Oil and Gas for their gold sponsorship of the show. And my friends, it is reliable, efficient, affordable, and abundant energy that powers our lives and fuels our hopes and dreams. And that energy source is under regulatory, legislative attack, also culturally. That's why the movie climateconversation.com is so important. You can watch the movie for free there. And we are doing a great podcast series. And I think Zach is posting it today, if he hasn't already. Our most recent podcast, I think it's our 11th, is with Trent Luce. And, of course, we talk about CO2 pipelines. But these are world-renowned experts that we are interviewing. And we're going to be recording our next one later today. So stay tuned on that. But be sure and check out climateconversation.com because there's it's an important documentary. It's been broadcast on Netflix as well. They broadcast it periodically. So you can check that out there. Our word of the day is rebuff. And that is R-E-B-U-F-F. And it could be, number one, a blunt or abrupt repulse or refusal as to an offer. Number two, a check or an abrupt setback to progress or action, as in a rebuff to his ambitions, or repercussion or beating back, a quick and sudden resistance. And we in Colorado are at the tip of the spear of all the craziness, but there are so many people stepping forward, as I mentioned, to rebuff this. We must reclaim our state, reclaim our country. We are in the third founding of our country. We were made for this moment. Our quote for the day, I am taking this out of the Medal of Honor quote books, a book from the Center for American Values. And I am at the middle of the book now, and Tom Brokaw had something in there. And this was something that he said during the 2004 Emmy Award-winning Beyond the Metal documentary. And this was broadcast nationwide on the PBS network. And he said, there are tales of, and he's talking about our Medal of Honor recipients. He said, their tales of courage, sacrifice, and selflessness are so incredible, they cannot help but inspire us as Americans. And this next Tuesday, June 18th, 4 o'clock, down at the Center for American Values, there's an On Values presentation, which is going to be amazing. And the presentation is by two Medal of Honor recipients, Drew Dix and Sammy Davis. And if you'd like to join us down there, why don't you just text me that you're planning on attending? And the text line is 720-605-0647. Again, that is this Tuesday, 4 o'clock at the Center for American Values. You can get more information about this at AmericanValueCenter.org. But I talked to Sparky Turner, the executive director, yesterday, and she said, Kim, we would like to have just a general idea of how many people are going to be coming from your group of sphere of influence. And so just text me if you think you can make it, 720-605-0647. This is a unique a unique opportunity in a lifetime to be in the same room, pretty intimate setting, with two Medal of Honor recipients. So be sure and check everything out at AmericanValueCenter.org. And if you plan on attending, text me at 720-605-0647. A sponsor of the show who I really appreciate is Hooters Restaurants. They have been sponsors of the show and also America's Veteran Stories for quite some time. And how I got to know them is one of those important stories about freedom and free markets and capitalism. But they have five locations: Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. And lunch specials Monday through Friday. Great place to get together with friends. Was over there on Monday with my buddies Yvonne Paez and Kurt Gerwitz after they'd been on the show. And really great fish and chips. So check all that out. This day in history, let's get to, we've been talking about this each day, the Peasants' Revolt, 1381, and it was a revolt against taxes. So this is the third day that they're into it, 1381. Richard II in England meets leaders of the Peasants' Revolt in Blackheath. The Tower of London is stormed by rebels who enter without resistance. So that's pretty interesting what was happening back in 1381. 1642, the first compulsory education law in America is passed by Massachusetts. 1775, the U.S. Army first forms as the Continental Army to fight the American Revolutionary War. So that was the year before the Declaration of Independence. 1861, the Confederates burned the B&O Railroad Bridge and the U.S. Armory buildings at Harper's Ferry before evacuating in the face of General George McClellan's advance. And 1931, the future head of the Nazi Gestapo, Reinhard Heydrich, first meets with Heinrich Himmler, who was the architect of the Holocaust. And so they were working on misbehaving beginning right there in 1931. As I mentioned, we've got a jam-packed show planned for you today. Normally, we talk to Lauren Levy on Wednesdays. You know him. He is a mortgage specialist, and he works with a lot of different companies, which I think is so important because he has a wide range of different products that he can offer to help his clients with whether or not it is a new mortgage, a second mortgage, a reverse mortgage. And he can help you in 49 of the 50 states, just not New York. But the Fed met this week, and so we like to push that weekly update off after they've met on Wednesdays normally and announced to find out what's going on. So welcome to the show, Lauren Levy.
Hey, good morning, Kim.
So I saw the Fed met, and it doesn't look like they're doing much. They said maybe they're going to reduce rates once. What's your crystal ball? What did they say?
Well, that's exactly what they said, and that's what was expected. That's what I've been talking to you about, where, you know, for way back in January, I think people were expecting maybe six cuts this year, but we've been talking about how the economy's just been holding up stronger than they even expected, and that the cuts were going to be less. So they reiterated probably one cut. But what's happened lately is not only did they not cut, but we got CPI data the next same day, which came out a little bit slower, which was actually not a huge slowdown, but something. And that's the consumer price index, which is a gauge of inflation. And the next day, Thursday, we got the PPI, which is producer price, which was a little bit lower, which showed signs of inflation coming down. And that's all good news for those of us that have been dealing with inflation. And so what that did is, you and I talk about all the time, Kim, about the best way to keep an eye on mortgage rates is to watch the 10-year U.S. Treasury. That had approached back to all the way back to 450 just at the end of last week. And now with the new data of this week, it's to this morning touching down at 420, which is great news for mortgage rates. It means what that means to the consumers. We're back in the upper sixes out of the sevens again, which is great for those looking to buy. It's an opportunity for those that have bought a home in the sevens in the last, 6 to 12 months. It might be an opportunity to refinance them in the sixes. It's just a good thing. It's helping rates come down. And so that's why we always want to wait. You and I talk about waiting to see what the Fed does and the resulting news, because it does move markets when they make their announcements.
So, Lauren, Karen was on yesterday, and we've got inventory, which we have not had in quite some time. So for that family that might be busting at the seams thinking about they'd like to make a change, get a bigger home, an extra bedroom for the, you know, the kids as they're growing up. This is probably an opportunity to get pre-qualified to maybe do that. Yes?
Absolutely, because we're in that time now where school's out. So families a lot of times don't like to move when their kids are still in school because they don't want to uproot them. But now we're in the summer, school's out, people are ready to make that change. It's absolutely a great time to get pre-qualified. And also, like you and I spoke about last week, credit card interest rates are in the mid-20s, and they're not going to come down at all until the Fed does make cuts, which we know isn't coming for quite a while still. So if mortgage rates move down, it's even a greater opportunity for people who may have some credit card debt they're dealing with due to all this inflation. Take a look at their overall interest rate in their family, in their household. If they're struggling with credit card debt to a high amount, it might make sense to try to do a refinance to pay off a lot of that debt and just alleviate several hundred dollars of monthly payments as well. So it's all good for the consumer when rates come down.
And it doesn't cost anything for people to reach out to you. And I love the fact that you have been offering that you will pay for the appraisal if an appraisal is necessary for all Kim Munson Show listeners. And that there's been inflation on that. You said that can be $600-$700 now, yes?
That's right. Yep, it's averaging around $650 for an appraisal. So it's gone up even from just $600 a couple of years ago. So, yes, everything's gone up.
Okay. So, Lauren Levy, what is the best way for people to reach you?
The best way is to give us a call to have a conversation at 303-880-8881.
Okay, that's 303-880-8881. Lauren, I so appreciate you keeping us up to speed on all of this. There is opportunity. It doesn't cost anything to talk with you about a new mortgage, second mortgage, or a reverse mortgage. And again, that number is 303-880-8881. Lauren, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you as well. Thank you, Kim.
Oh, my gosh. I am so lucky. I work with such amazing people as sponsors, and Lauren Levy is one of those people. He strives for excellence in everything that he does. Another great sponsor that does that is the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team, and they understand that there are unknowns that can keep you up at night, and so that is why the Roger Mangan team can also help with life insurance and health insurance needs to replace lost income. So call Roger Mangan at 303-795-8855 for a complimentary appointment. Like a good neighbor, the Roger Mangan Insurance Team is there.
So I switched my insurance to the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Agency. Get this, I actually talked to Roger Mangan, who has been helping people with their insurance coverage in our community for 47 years. He helped me create a State Farm personalized price insurance plan for my home and auto and explained affordable options. For personalized service and peace of mind that you are working with a team that cares about you and your family, call Roger Mangan now at 303-795-8855. Kim highly recommends the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team. Again, that number is 303-795-8855.
Boson Law fights for clients who've been injured or family members who have lost a loved one due to the careless, reckless, or wrongful conduct of others. Whether injured in a car accident, suffered an injury due to a product or bad pharmaceutical drug, or need help fighting for medical care and benefits following an accident at work, don't go it alone and uninformed. Boson Law is the law firm you need in your corner. Time is of the essence with any personal injury claim. Call 303-999-9999 to schedule your complimentary consultation. That number again is 303-999-9999. Call now.
Focused and wise marketing is essential for your success, especially during tough economic times. If you love the Kim Munson Show, strive for excellence and understand the importance of engaging in the battle of ideas that is raging in America, then talk with Kim about partnership, sponsorship opportunities. Email Kim at kimmunson.com. Kim focuses on creating relationships with individuals and businesses that are tops in their fields. So they are the trusted experts listeners turn to when looking for products or services. Kim personally endorses each of her sponsors. Again, reach out to Kim at kimmunson.com.
It's Friday!
Indeed, it is Friday. Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. We are in election season now. The primary ballots are out. They are due by Tuesday the 25th. And hearing from so many amazing candidates, any candidate that reaches out to me, I will get them on the show. And we have one of those candidates on the line right now, and that is John Carson, and he is running for Douglas County Commissioner. John Carson, it's good to have you back on the show.
Yes, that's great, Kim. Thanks for having me on. Great opportunity to get out there.
Well, you've been busy. And there is a primary race for Douglas County Commissioner. And this is for a specific district, but everybody in Douglas County can vote on this, right?
Yes, that's correct. So this you have to live in Highlands Ranch for this district, District 3. But you run countywide, so in terms of the election, it doesn't really matter. Everybody in Douglas County votes on all the commissioner candidates.
Okay. Well, John, for people that had missed your last interview, tell us a bit about you.
You bet. Yeah. I previously served as president of the school board in Douglas County about 10 years ago. At that time, we ended the teachers union contract. We put in place all of the school choice policies that have resulted in 1 in 4 students in Douglas County being able to attend a charter school. We've got maximum school choice in the district. We've got high test scores. We're humming along, doing a great job. I was on the University of Colorado Board of Regents, oversaw a $4 billion budget there as a member of the board. I think I've got the experience and background to do this commissioner job well, to manage it. I've been in business and law for over 3 decades. I'm not a career politician. I've held volunteer positions in the community, on the school board and so forth. But I've been in working as an attorney and a business person in the community, and I've got the skills we need in this job. You're an independent voice on the radio. I want to be an independent voice on the Board of County Commissioners. I'm not beholden to any special interest groups. I'm not taking money from special interest groups. I want to be like President Trump, the independent voice, not beholden to any special interests when I get in the job, and do the best thing for the taxpayers of Douglas County.
Well, in Douglas County, John, I believe that Colorado is at the tip of the spear of all of this crazy stuff that's going on. We look at Denver, sanctuary city, number one per capita of illegal immigrants that have come into these metropolitan areas. Denver, I hardly go down into Denver anymore. Used to love to go to Denver to baseball game or a play. I'm not interested in that anymore because it's dirty and it's dangerous. But I have been pleased with the Douglas County commissioners have seemed to have taken a stand against all that's happening in Denver to try to prevent that creep coming into Douglas County. As a commissioner in the future, how would you continue to address this?
You bet. I fully support those actions. I will fight hard against illegal immigration, keep it out of Douglas County. You're right about what's happened to Denver. It's sad. A lot of the surrounding communities of Douglas County are not enforcing the law. They're not fighting illegal immigration. In fact, they're attracting it. They want to be a sanctuary city, Denver does. We make it clear in Douglas County we are not a sanctuary county. I will continue the policies where we say any buses arriving with illegal immigrants, unannounced stops, those buses will be impounded. The bus drivers will be fined. We'll keep that out of Douglas County. We'll enforce the law. We're suing the state of Colorado, actually, to be able to enforce and work with federal immigration officials. All of those things I will be 100% behind. This illegal immigration is costing over $300 million this year to Colorado, according to the Common Sense Institute, and healthcare and education and transportation in all sorts of housing. And people aren't thinking about all of the extra costs that are coming with this. It's not fair to the taxpayers.
Well, it is not fair, and it's not fair to when we've seen how much Denver has spent on the illegal immigrants with housing and food and phones and all of this free money that's being given to illegals, when we got our young people are working and paying taxes and trying to just keep it together so that they can thrive and flourish. So it's really crazy. We are at the tip of the spear. John Carson, what are some of the other issues that you are concerned about and will address in Douglas County if elected commissioner?
Well, the number one issue I'm running on is the property tax issue. Property taxes in Douglas County went up an average of 36% this year, and some people had it higher than that. And that's all because of these assessment rises. I will fight at every opportunity to lower the tax rate, to lower the mill levy calculation, keep those property taxes coming down. The high cost of living right now, the two main issues out there when I knock on doors around the district campaigning here is the high cost of living, which the property taxes are a big part of, and the illegal immigration issue that you mentioned earlier. I also want to mention third big issue for me is keeping a good balance between development and open space. I'm a big fan of open space preservation. We've got a great open space fund in Douglas County. I really want to work on that with the long-term plan for the county, make sure we have development, but we also make sure we take care of the beauty of Douglas County. And that's really resonating with people that live here. They want to see that. And a part of that is, opposing this water project, this RWR water project they want to bring up from the San Luis Valley, the agricultural areas, and have Douglas County purchase into that, pay tax dollars into that. There was a vote on that last year. I would oppose that if it comes up again. It failed 2-1. So we got to be careful who gets on this board. One of my opponents in particular is receiving a lot of money from that entity, the investors. So I'm dead set against it. Will not take the special interest money and be an independent voice.
Well, and you mentioned development, and I love development from a free market standpoint, but it also has to honor previous property rights as well. Water is a big issue. I know out in Albert County there are folks that are concerned because of development that their wells might go dry. So it's tricky, but I believe in free market development, not all of these subsidies that are going into all of these apartment buildings under the guise of affordable housing. How would you address that, John Carson?
Well, I agree 100% on that. I want to let the marketplace work. I'm not interested in spending taxpayer dollars on subsidies of whatever kind are out there. Let's let the free market work. Let's let business people and folks creating jobs in the county do their jobs, but keep government out of it as much as we can. Keep the local government supportive of capitalism and free enterprise and efficiency in the government, and also keep those taxes down. I mean, that's really the issue. And the more subsidies you hand out, the higher the taxes have to be. So it just becomes an endless cycle.
Right. And, you can't give somebody something for free that you haven't taken from somebody else.
That's right. There is no government money. It all comes from the working people, the taxpayers. You know, that's whose money it is.
So, John, have you been out walking? I know it's getting a little warm out there, but have you been walking neighborhoods and talking to people? And it seems like you've nailed the issues, and that is immigration, inflation, property taxes, safe communities. That seems to be what, on both sides of the aisle, are you seeing that that's what people are concerned about?
Yes, exactly. Yes, I have been walking in the evenings when it cools down a little bit, walking on the weekends, doing that door knocking. And, you know, when you show up at someone's door, they are definitely very, impressed and interested because they don't get that a lot. And, a lot of times these elections are just about pieces of mail going out and text messages and those type of things. And there's a lot of misinformation and distortion out there. But to get a chance just to talk to somebody and say, here are my three issues, lower the property taxes, expand the open space protections and support law enforcement and fight illegal immigration as part of that, it really resonates with people. I've gotten really good response on those issues. And those are the issues I started this campaign with, and I've stuck with them. And I'm going to stick to my message because I think those are the three things that people are really interested in right now.
Okay. And John Carson, how can people get more information about you?
Yes, it's carsonforcommissioner.com. And that's F-O-R in the middle, carsonforcommissioner.com. And be happy to, answer any questions. It's john.carson@carsonforcommissioner.com if they want to email me. And get your ballots in. We got 10 days left, approximately. Get your ballots in. The turnout so far is pretty low, Kim. So I hope it picks up, particularly with a congressional race in the district and all kinds of stuff going on. So far the ballots have not been coming in very, very high. So let's get it going, folks.
That's
get out there and vote.
I've got mine on my desk, so I need to get that in. And then I've had a number of people that have reached out and want to talk about the ballot. And I said, well, I need to get it out and I'll give you a call back on that. So I've not done that yet either. That's going to be on my list of things to do this weekend. John Carson, we talk about local government is so important, and it is. What I've realized, the most local of all government is the individual, and that's where we need to start with it, and then it goes up from there to our HOAs and then our community, our county commissioners, and it goes up from there. And that's really... that's the way the founders really wanted it, for people to govern ourselves. We need to begin at the most local of all levels, and that's ourselves, and then move up from that. Having people step forward to run for these offices like you're doing is so important, and I thank you for that. What's your final thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, that I would echo that. I mean, people focus on Congress, the Senate, the President, but your local government, your county commissioners is where it happens. Affects your daily life with taxes, transportation, community operations, business, capitalism, all of that right here at the local level. So pay attention to your county commissioner races, your sheriff, your local races. That's what's really going to impact your lives and the lives of your family.
Well, and thank you. And that website one more time, John?
CarsonForCommissioner.com.
That's CarsonForCommissioner.com. John Carson, thank you so much and best of luck.
You bet, Kim. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. And I can't believe that June 25th is right around the corner. Make sure that you get your ballots in. And it is important to vote. And if we want to complain, we at least have to vote. That's for sure. The USMC Memorial Foundation is the actual Marine Memorial. The official Marine Memorial is located right here in Golden, Colorado at 6th and Colfax. This is Father's Day weekend, and a great gift would be a certificate that will ultimately become the brick on one of their pathways of service to honor your dad or your husband's military service. So reach out to usmcmemorialfoundation.org for more information on that. And then, of course, another great gift for Father's Day would be a steak on the Barbie from La Vaca Meat Company.
La Vaca Meat Company takes great pride in selling only the best. La Vaca Meat Company is a third-generation family-owned business with its roots in eastern Colorado. La Vaca means the cow in Spanish. As our name implies, we only sell beef. No poultry, pork, bison, or game. Just premium quality, aged, mouth-watering beef. Our store is located at the corner of Main and Nevada in the historic Coors Building in downtown Littleton. For a steakhouse experience at home, visit us in person or shop online at lavacameat.com. La Vaca Meat Company, only the best. Again, that's lavacameat.com.
Boson Law fights for clients who've been injured or family members who have lost a loved one due to the careless, reckless, or wrongful conduct of others. Whether injured in a car accident, suffered an injury due to a product or bad pharmaceutical drug, or need help fighting for medical care and benefits following an accident at work, don't go it alone and uninformed. Boston Law is the law firm you need in your corner. Time is of the essence with any personal injury claim. Call 303-999-9999 to schedule your complimentary consultation. That number again is 303-999-9999. Call now.
You'd like to get in touch with one of the sponsors of The Kim Monson Show, but you can't remember their phone contact or website information. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmonson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
It is Friday. Welcome back to the Kim Monson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Monson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. And you can email me at kim@kimmonson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it. On the line with me is Jay Valentine. He is an expert within fractal technology, and he's been busy. So, Jay Valentine, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, I am well, and you're mixing it up with some of the things that you're writing out there. This one that you published back on, I think it was Monday, June 3rd, that cleaning the voter rolls is the Republicans' climate change scam. And you are with Omega 4 America, and people can find that there. So this is a really an important piece, Jay Valentine. So where do you want to start?
Well, Kim, let's just walk through this. It's 130 days from now until the election. So let us say that you have spent the last 6 months trying to clean voter rolls. You have list after list after list of individuals who should not be there because a other list, like the NCOA list, says, well, that person has moved, et cetera. And you bring those today, this morning, on a Friday morning, to the Secretary of State or to your county registrar. You bring it in there. What do you think is going to happen in 140 days? None of them are going to get taken off the rolls because they have to be investigated. In your state, plus every swing state, you have recalcitrant voter officials. They're not going to want to take them off the rolls. So this is a make-work project, and it's a make-work project, and it's being done by all the national voter integrity groups. And why? Because it is very labor-intensive, and they get paid a cut of that. So they can raise tons of money. They raise that money to put these organizations out there. Some are volunteers, some are not, but they still have to raise the money to do it. They raise lots of money for lawsuits because they love lawsuits because lawyers make tons of money. And guess what happens? Take a look. Take a look at Judicial Watch. Google Judicial Watch, and you will see Judicial Watch took out a million voters here, a million voters there. And guess what? Look at their most recent lawsuits. They have a second or a third lawsuit because the government didn't take them off the voter rolls. So Judicial Watch has to go back and litigate again. So none of those people got taken off voter rolls, or very few did, or just the ones who did were in California, where who cares? So the thesis is this. This whole movement about getting people off voter rolls 150 days, 130 days before the election is a scam. It is being run by the National Voter Integrity Groups because it's how they get funded. And they don't have the technology to do some of the things that we recommend, which is stop mail-in ballots from going to ineligible addresses like Walmart's. You can do that today. We did that in Wisconsin, and we saved a U.S. Senate seat. That's the strategy that works. And none of these groups have the technology to implement it. That's why they're not doing it.
Okay, I have to ask you something. This was from Kevin Lundberg, former state senator. He has a Lundberg report. And this was a piece he had highlighted. It says, volunteers needed to check ballots in Douglas County. And this was posted by a previous candidate for statewide office. It says, "Hi, everyone. After the governor's race, we noticed some oddities in the numbers from Douglas County. We need your help from home whenever you have time to review ballot images from the 2022 election in Douglas County. It's online and ready to dig in." I just don't see how this is effective at this particular point in time. Your thoughts on that?
So is the question, checking ballot images a good thing after you've lost an election? Is that your question?
Yeah.
Well, Kim, don't you think that sort of answers itself? So here's the point. That's why I'm telling you this whole, all this stuff is a scam. There is no way in the state of Colorado that you're going to check ballot images days, weeks after an election. And the Secretary of State of Colorado, who I recall puts people in jail if they screw around in elections, that person is not going to go, "Oh, hey, thank you so much. Gee, I didn't know. Let's go change the outcome of an election." Do you see where I'm going with this?
I do.
Do you see why all of this stuff about the Republican National Committee, the RNC? So Dan Bongino show, did an interview with Lara Trump. In his interview, he said, this is 3 weeks ago, you can go to his website, you can listen to it. And he said, "Lara, so everybody's asking me all about these mail-in ballots." And she goes, "Oh yeah, we're all over that. We're hiring all these lawyers and volunteers to make sure they get properly counted." My God, people, it's over after the vote has been cast. So what we're saying to people, and we're doing this in the swing states, is we can identify every location in every swing state where a ballot is going to be mailed to a 7-Eleven, a convenience store, a strip mall, a Walmart, and a Manchurian restaurant. And the only person who's going to get that ballot is either the U.S. Postal Service, because it accumulates and they're going to give it to the leftists, which we can prove, or it's going to a strip mall where an NGO, a non-governmental organization, is collecting them by the hundreds because they registered people at a spoof address. Now, mail will be delivered there, but the people are long gone, doesn't even have bedrooms. And what we're able to do is we're able to say, "Hey, wait a minute, registrar, we can show you that that's a gas station. It has no bedrooms. You should not be sending a ballot there." And we are able to stop enough ballots going out. Now, has anybody been disenfranchised? No, because if that guy really lives at the gas station, he sleeps on the floor under the counter, he can go into town, show his ID, and register. So we're not challenging anyone's right to vote, which is covered with 40 years of the most powerful law in America, as it should be. We're challenging the ability of a Walmart to get a ballot. And we can do that, and we're stopping them by the thousands. And you can't do that with conventional relational technology. That's why none of these groups are doing it, because they can't.
Okay, so what would this look like? Let's take Colorado. It's too late for the primary, obviously, and we've got mail-in ballots going all over the state. And if you're unaffiliated, you get both a Democrat and a Republican ballot. It's unbelievable. So let's talk about best case scenario. Let's say if we had the money to do this fractal technology thing, what would that look like in Colorado for the general? What does that look like, Jay Valentine?
There are a group of engineers who contacted us from Colorado. I'm obviously not going to use their names, but these guys are really good and they really know what they're doing. And they contacted us 6 weeks ago, and I'm actually trying to raise money for them now. And what they would do is they would run what's called a fractal analysis. A fractal analysis means they would take a look at the property tax roll for all the major counties in your state. It's probably one or two or three. It's not like 50. The major counties, not all the counties. And in those major counties, the most counties that are the most have the most urban areas, that's where 90% of the problem is. That's why you don't have to do the whole state.
Right.
And what they would do is they would, with one click, they would compare the property roll with the voter roll. Now, the voter roll tells me that Kim Monson lives at 123 Main Street, which is okay. The property roll tells me that 123 Main Street is a Walmart. So what I do is I compare one official government role with another official government role, and I show them to be out of compliance. Now, if Kim Monson wants to go in and vote, because I'm not going to disenfranchise her, she can go in with her ID and she can go vote at a polling place near 123 Main Street. But a ballot is not going to be sent to a location where it's going to collect. Now, what's the big one that they do? The big one they do are big apartment complexes.
Yeah.
You know, an apartment complex has 1,000 people in it. Well, that apartment complex may get 1,300 ballots. Well, those ballots, the other 300 ballots, they collect on the floor. And the reason is they don't go to an apartment number. So if the apartment building is 800 Maple Street and it's got 1,000 units in it, so these massive apartment complexes do, and there's no unit number, they either accumulate on the floor of the mailroom or the post office picks them up and brings them back. And we have testimony from postal carriers. They said, yeah, we collect all these hundreds and hundreds of ballots. And they come back to the main postal center, and they're given to NGOs. And so who do you think those NGOs vote for in Colorado? You think they vote for your spineless Republican legislators? No, of course not. They vote for the people that have screwed your state over so badly. That's why in Colorado, it is considered to be the template for how to steal elections. And our thesis to this team in Colorado, I told them, I said, I know if I run your voter rolls and your property rolls, I know I can prove that Colorado is not a blue state. Now, it may not be a red state, but it is definitely not a blue state. But your voter rolls are so screwed up, and this mail-in ballot thing is so entrenched in your state that you guys are never, ever going to get out from under this.
I hate to hear the word never. And this group of engineers that has reached out to you, we've got to have hope. We've got to fight this. And I do believe that Colorado is at the tip of the spear on all of this. And to your point, it's so entrenched. We've got mail-out ballots going everywhere and not cleaning up our voter rolls. So let's say best case scenario, this group of engineers actually, let's go ahead with that. This group of engineers, you're able to say, okay, there's 1,300 ballots that are going to this apartment complex that only has 1,000 units. Of course, I guess there could be two people in a unit, but if there's no unit number, then
yeah,
that's not going to go to anybody.
You're falling into the trap.
Okay.
Whenever you say cleaning the voter rolls, whenever you say, well, 1,300 going to an apartment building only has 1,000 units, you're falling into the terminology trap, which
okay,
has got everybody screwed up. The terminology is sending a ballot to an apartment building and not putting a unit or an apartment number on it. That's a very different thing. A 1,000-unit apartment building could have 10,000 voters. What you are fighting is not cleaning the voter roll, because when you clean the voter roll, you're taking people off the voter roll, and it's near impossible to do that. So the thesis and the language is, we want to identify in a 1,000-unit apartment building where is a ballot going to go and there's no unit number, because it can't, by definition, cannot be delivered. That's the terminology. And I was on the phone the other day with a very, very well-known guy, and we spent 45 minutes talking. At the end, he said, wow, he said, this is really powerful. He said, you guys sound like you can really help clean voter rolls. I'm like, look, you can't use the terminology of cleaning voter rolls. If you do that, you're stepping in to the buzzsaw of the left, because now you're talking disenfranchisement. You're talking about stopping people to vote. We are not. That's not what we're about. We are about stopping mail-in ballots from ineligible locations. And Kim, that is 67% of the fraud in mail-in ballots. Is ballots going to NGO accumulation points. So when you talk about illegal aliens, we're illegal aliens. Well, why don't we just go arrest them all? Well, the first thing is you can't find them. The second thing is we don't know where they are, but we know where they're registered, because what we do is in Michigan and in Wisconsin, we take a look at every address in the state. and we look at voter rolls on different dates, and we see that in this address it's got three people on one voter roll, and then a couple months later it's got four people, a couple months later it's got two people, nothing there. But there's another address, it's got 12 people, and on the next voter roll it's got 60 people, and in the next one it's got 130 people, and it's a one-bedroom place. Now, we're not interested in the fact that there's 130 people there. We're interested in the fact that the number is growing because those are NGO accumulation points. So the NGOs have these guys coming in on airplanes from Central America. They get them off the plane. They register them. Well, they can't just register them anywhere. They have to register them at a location where they, the NGO, are going to get the ballot. So they register them at the strip mall coffee shop. There's no coffee shop there anymore. It's long closed, but it gets mail. And the NGO makes sure they're there every day to pick it up. That's what we're looking for. And that's 67% of the problem. If we can stop it, we don't have to stop it. If we can just slow that down, we're going to win 2024. And that is a very different argument than cleaning voter rolls. As soon as you use the term cleaning voter rolls, you are missing the concept. And I'm telling you, every single person we talk to, at the end of the conversation, they go, that's a great way to clean the voter rolls. We're not cleaning a voter roll. We'll never take a voter off the voter roll, at least not now. I mean, you may sometime, and maybe a year from now, you get someone off the voter roll. But we're talking how to win 2024. Stop mail-in ballots going to Walmarts, to apartment buildings with no unit number, to gas stations, and to collection points from NGOs. Does that make sense?
It does. This is fascinating. I need to work on my terminology. I think I'm following you on this. This is super important. I'm talking with Jay Valentine, and you can find him at Omega 4 America, right? Is that the...
Yeah, Omega, the number 4 America. That's our election website. And we have a quantum technology called Fractal. We're not in the election business. I mean, most of the work we do is pro bono, right? But what we're trying to do is if you remember, when you and I first spoke a year or 2 years ago, I was telling you this kind of stuff. And I was making fun of all these national voter integrity groups. Well, if you look at these national voter integrity groups, like in Arizona, a couple of other places, they're running lawsuits now against people in ineligible addresses. Okay, they never even knew these people were there till we brought it up because they don't have the technology to find it. In Pennsylvania, they actually have hundreds of people going through property tax rolls, and by hand, they're comparing property tax rolls by hand with voter rolls, which is really painful. And we can do all that like instantly with one click. But you would think, Kim, that the RNC would say, you know, instead of ballot harvesting, maybe we should look at the left ballot manufacturing and slow it down the way that the Fractal guys are talking. They won't even return our call, Kim. They won't even return our call.
I don't understand that. I'll leave this out here as a cliffhanger, then we'll come back. If we want to have free, fair, honest, transparent elections, if we want to work towards that, if we want to begin to win elections, it seems like returning your call would be a good idea. I'm talking with Jay Valentine. You can find him at Omega, the number 4, America. We'll continue the discussion. This is so important. Comes to you because of our sponsors like Karen Levine.
There are always opportunities in changing markets, and the metro real estate market is no exception. That is why you need to work with seasoned RE/MAX Alliance Realtor Karen Levine when you buy your home, sell your home, consider the opportunities of a new build, or explore investment properties. Rising interest rates are spurring creativity, innovation, and opportunity in the real estate and mortgage markets. Kim Munson highly recommends award-winning RE/MAX Realtor Karen Levine. Call Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516 for answers to all your real estate questions. That's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Franktown Firearms is fully stocked and ready for you to come shoot. Franktown Firearms is a family-friendly shooting range and gun store, constantly bringing in new inventory of ammunition, firearms, and accessories that you need. Come down to shop or just shoot on their spacious, well-ventilated 10-lane, 30-yard range with staff who will help you become as proficient a shooter as you can be. You'll have a blast with their multi-level training courses that also include tactical shooting while walking, moving, and shooting from behind cover. This isn't your average range, and it's not your average inventory. If Franktown doesn't have it, they'll help you track it down. And for a limited time, KLZ listeners enjoy an exclusive offer. Tell them you heard this spot on KLZ, and they'll give you a free gun rental, Class 3 weapons not included, when you rent a lane. And they'll give you your first membership month for free. So stop in and let them know KLZ sent you. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
It is Friday. Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. Okay, Jay Valentine, we're going to be running out of time. This is so interesting. Jay Valentine with Omega 4. America. This coming in on the text line, and then I want to get to my question. How do we find out who these NGOs are?
Well, we have built a system recently, and we started publishing it on our website. So if you go to our website, America4America.com, and it also ties you to our Rumble site. And go to Rumble, and you can type in Omega 4 America. And you'll see our videos. We actually have been doing videos, Kim, of these NGOs, and they're tied to the Chinese Communist Party. So we actually have a video on there where the Chinese Progressive Association out of San Francisco, their CEO, who has a 501c3 corporation here in America, and he is on the video saying, yeah, we collude with the Chinese government so that we can impact elections and stuff like that, you know, paraphrasing, in the United States. You can hear them on our video. And then what we do is we show how the Chinese Progressive Association is tied to all of these organizations in the United States, many of which are operating in plain sight in Colorado, many of which are receiving government grants. And we show all that in live videos. And so that's how we're doing it. So we've actually built a fractal system that tracks dark money for every NGO in America.
Okay, so to answer the question, the listener could go to your website and there's videos there that would say who these NGOs are in Colorado?
Well, it shows them for the whole country, but yeah, I can break them out for any state. I can break them out for literally any state in the country. And we're doing that right now for a couple of states where the Attorney General is saying, I want to know about all of the groups in my state who are involved in voter get-out-the-vote programs tied to the Communist Party. And we are doing those for two attorneys general.
Okay. We've got
Not in Colorado.
Of course not in Colorado. Okay. In Colorado, we've got maybe 4 minutes left. These engineers have reached out to you. You would go through, do the fractal technology for the undeliverable ballots.
Correct.
Then what would happen?
All right. So here's what we did. Now, every state is different, right? So I can't say exactly what we would do in Colorado because it might be slightly different. But let me tell you what we do in other states. So in Wisconsin, what we did is the team in Wisconsin found the undeliverable addresses. And there are 1,800 registrars in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, they do stuff at the county level and at the municipality level, and there are 1,800 of them. So what you do is you get your tablet out, and you sit down with the person who is the registrar, and you say, Kim, one of the things that we're going to show you today are 1,800 locations, and we're not just going to show you the address. We're actually going to click on here. We're going to show you the face of the building. So you can see it's a Walmart, and you can see it's got 60 people registered there. Now, Kim, we're telling you right now, and we're going to give you a letter. That letter is that if you are going to mail a ballot to this location, and if you do mail a ballot to this location, we're coming after you with the sheriff criminally. Now, the other thing that we're going to do is if you do mail a ballot, we're coming after you immediately with a writ of mandamus. Now, this is what they're doing in Wisconsin. Now, this is really kicking butt in Wisconsin because it already won a U.S. Senate seat. They stopped, and they didn't stop all the ballots going out, but they stopped so many of them going out that Ron Johnson's Senate seat was saved by 22,000 votes, not much, but by a lot, by enough. If you remember, you might have seen in the press, the Milwaukee voter registrar just got indicted and got indicted because the group using our system was able to demonstrate at such an extraordinary level that this kind of stuff was going on, that they were actually making up people and putting them in these fake addresses. So this stuff really works. And the reason it works is because it can be implemented quickly. It takes forever to get a voter off the voter roll. It takes no time at all to not send out a mail-in ballot. And if the mail-in ballot does go out, you can flag it so that it doesn't get counted because you have that tied up legally before it's count the vote time, because you know that this ballot to this address is coming from Walmart, which is illegal. So that's the kind of stuff that you can do, and you can do it at scale. Now, the other thing that happens is you change the narrative. When you're saying, let's harass homeless people and make sure they don't vote, well, there's a lot of people who wear Birkenstocks and shop at Whole Foods who find that really offensive. Other people, perhaps less so. Nobody finds it offensive that you're going to stop ballots from going to a gas station where nobody lives. No one's going to be opposed to not sending a ballot to a location that's a strip mall that's abandoned. No one's going to oppose that. And what you do is you force the leftists in your state to defend sending a ballot to a Walmart.
It's
an impossible defense.
This is fascinating. We're out of time, Jay Valentine. We've got 20 seconds. Quick wrap up.
I think we've said it all. I mean, this is the future. Eventually, everyone's going to adopt this because this is what works. We're just having to fight it out right now with the national voter integrity groups because we're challenging their fundraising, and they're not about cleaning voter rolls. They're about fundraising.
Oh, boy. Okay. Jay Valentine, we will talk again very soon. This is absolutely fascinating. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Quote for the end of the show is from G.K. Chesterton. It said, I believe in getting into hot water. It keeps you clean. Today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you. God bless America. Stay tuned for hour number two.
Out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive. I was born free. I was born free. I was born free.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district? What on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, I can't understand that.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
And it's not fair just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation. Welcome to hour number two of the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much for listening. My friends, you are each treasured. You are valued. You have purpose. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. My friends, we were made for this moment in history. Thank you to the team, producer Joe, Luke, Rachel, Zach, Echo, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. A lot going on. Check out the website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You'll get first look at our upcoming guests as well as our most recent essays. We will be rolling out the essay by Pam Long this Sunday, and it is How the Experimental COVID Vaccine Mandate Gutted the U.S. Armed Forces, and we're going to have her on as our featured guest here in just a few moments. So you will get the first look at that if you are on our weekly email newsletter list. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. The text line is 720-605-0647. Let's see. Our word of the day is rebuff, and it is spelled R-E-B-U-F-F, and it could be a blunt or abrupt repulse or refusal as to an offer, a check or an abrupt setback to progress or action, or number three, repercussion or beating back, a quick and sudden resistance. It sounds to me like maybe the RNC has rebuffed Jay Valentine's idea about using fractal technology on this 2024 election. So your challenge is to use the word rebuff in a sentence today. Our quote for the show, as you know, on Fridays, I take a quote from the Center for American Values Medal of Honor quote book, and I'm halfway through that, and this was a quote by Tom Brokaw, and it's in the middle of the book, and let's see, he said this: their tales of courage, sacrifice, and selflessness are so incredible, they cannot help but inspire us as Americans. And this Tuesday, the 18th, and thank you, Yvonne, for letting me know that you were going to be there on Tuesday, down at the Center for American Values. It is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet two Medal of Honor recipients, and that would be Drew Dix and Sammy Davis. There's going to be the presentation at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then there will be a reception after. And ideally, we'd like to get a number on who's going to be there, a number of people. You can text me at 720-605-0647 and just let me know that you're going to attend so that we're sure that there's enough food for the reception afterwards. Again, it's going to be a great event. You can get more information by going to AmericanValueCenter.org. That's AmericanValueCenter.org. It is in the center is in Pueblo on the beautiful Riverwalk. And we've got some really great things planned. So again, let me know about that. There's a number of things that have been coming in on. Oh, Mary, I'm going to work on this. I have to call Jay about this. And it is omegaforamerica.com. So M-E-G-A, the number four, America.com. And I'm going to try to get back with all of you on these questions. We're pretty jam-packed on the show, but we'll try to get to some of these text messages at the very end of the show. And let's see, let me make sure I've gotten through all kinds of things. So it is Friday, which means that it is a Jim May Friday. Jim May, as you know, he is with Lavaca Meat Company. Lavaca Meat Company is located in Littleton, Colorado, in downtown Old Littleton, in the historic Coors Building. And it is Father's Day weekend, so just think about getting one of those delicious steaks or something for the Barbie for Father's Day. Jim May, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Kim. It's good to be back with you on the radio this morning.
Well, you were on an adventure last week, you and your lovely wife, yes?
Oh, we were. We, for the first time in a long time, I took a real vacation and took about a week off, and we went up to, flew into Winnipeg, Canada, and then went about 400 miles north from there and fishing for, the really big fish up there, the northern pike and walleye, and we just had a blast. It was cold, but we caught a lot of fish and had a lot of fun. But it's good to be back.
Well, and I understand. I grew up not far from where you live. You're on the eastern plains of Colorado. I grew up in western Kansas, and I family of farmers. And I said, yeah, we work as a hobby. That's why. And so when you said you were finally taking a vacation, I totally understood what you were saying.
Yeah, it's good. Usually it's a long weekend somewhere, something like that, and usually related to work, but that was fun. I'm going to go. I got a couple things to tell you. I'm okay. A little bit discombobulated this morning. We had a big fire at one of our feedlots last night. I'm up here in Ray, Colorado. I had taken 8 cattle to our friends over there at Lazy Acres for slaughter. We are sending this, our beef, all around the country now through them, and, they tell me over there, they're like, man, we just haven't had cattle like this before. The marbling is so good. Everything is so, and we have selected them. And I just wanted to make a statement about our meat. You know, it's a little better than you're going to get almost anywhere else. And we say a steakhouse experience at home, usually the steakhouses are the only places that really get the prime aged meat. So we would like to advertise this as a thing for Father's Day, is throw one of these on the grill for your dad. You know, go down to the store, grab a steak, burgers, I don't, you know, whatever it is, it's going to be better than you're used to, and spend a day this Saturday or Sunday or sometime this weekend and barbecue a good steak. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, I totally agree. And it is, I had a friend of mine say, Kim, are their steaks really that much better? I said, they are. They are so good. They are such a treat. And I've never had it. One time my son-in-law put one on the grill, but what I saw in the freezer last time I was at Lavaca Meat Company was one of those tomahawk steaks.
Wow.
But that can actually feed more than one person, right?
Yeah, that's a family of four steak, really. It's a four-pound steak, and everybody figures a 16-ounce, you know, depending on what you're doing it, but a larger family, two of those would do it for sure. Anyway, I just want to say this. We had a big fire at our feedlot last night, the one I manage, number one yard, and it was out in the flaker mill, which 30 years ago, my son and I built from a scrap mill that we got from another yard in Kansas, Scott City. And just went down there, and they were basically just tearing it down. And for salvage value, we brought it up and put it together, and it's dropped a flake for 30 years. And then last night, while I'm on my way with these cattle, there's a lot of lightning around. We're not sure what happened, but it caught on fire. And so I've had a really tenuous here 12 hours. But everybody's okay, but we're, you know.
Did you lose any cattle?
No cattle, no, nothing like that. It's just, you know, we're not able to make a flake there. We do have a big flaker at our other yard 7 miles away, so we'll pick it up and keep going, and things are going to be fine. It's just nice to know that the gas got shot off and everything, you know, so it could have been like a bomb out there. But anyway, it's over with now, and we're going to, I said, you know, we're going to make the flaker great again. We'll get it back together. One of the things about our meat is we have steam flake corn, and my son is a nutritionist and pretty much renowned now around the country. Goes all the way from Canada to Texas. And we feed these cattle the right amount of, exact right amount of vitamin, exact right amount of protein. Everything about our rations as good as it can be. And it comes back to us, you know, on our grids that, you know, we're getting paid 5-10% over the market because of the quality of these cattle and this meat. And that's just something I want to stress. It's the difference between a bottle of Silver Oak and a bottle of Barefoot. I mean, there's a big difference here. Try it sometime. Come by the store or jump on the website and see what you can get. You'll enjoy it.
I totally agree. And it is the steakhouse experience at home. And so Jim, do you have first of all, you probably didn't sleep last night, right?
I slept okay once I knew everybody was okay. And I got up at my usual 4:30, which I always do anyway. But I'm okay now. We're gonna tackle this thing and get it back together.
Awesome.
I do have a Father's Day poem today.
Awesome. Okay.
I know it's Father's Day week, and somebody told me it was also Flag Day. Is that right?
Oh, it is Flag Day. It's Donald Trump's birthday, and it's my friend Sue Kinfield's birthday. So thank you. Yes, it is Flag Day.
This is a special day. There was a big American flag always flying over this flaker, and I'm thinking about that. We had taken it down because of the wind, but every holiday it goes up, and so I'm a little bit disheartened. But I got a poem that I did a few weeks ago when Ellen was in studio, and you were gone, and it was a tribute to my dad. And again, this hits home to me. This was a guy that we call that the greatest generation, but a guy that on his senior trip went to World War II and grew up throughout the Depression and the really hard times, and had a tough life for a big share of his life, and came out here when he's 33 and got married, and the rest is history. But some of the things we learned through him and his work ethic, his ideas about alcohol and all kinds of things, the little statements that he made are included in this poem. I just love it. It started from a top 10 list that we had. You remember the David Letterman show?
Right.
Top 10. And the first one is, you know, that red sign says, doesn't say slow down, it says stop, and that was number 10. And then we started from there, and I turned it into a poem. So if you're ready,
I'm ready.
I'm going to give it to you. A tribute to my dad.
Okay.
When it comes to what Dad said, I'll just start from the top. He said, that red sign don't say slow down, that sign says stop. We heard this one many times. We remember all too well. He said, 50 years ago, boys, we used to work like hell. It's easier to tell the truth. This one stayed in my head. If you never tell a lie, you won't have to remember what you said. When it comes to drinking, I've been known to throw back a few. And when it comes to working, we've always got a lot to do. But drinking while working is harmful to growth. Stop working and then start drinking. Don't try to do both. He really wasn't partial to unnecessary noise, especially the kind that came from five young, active boys. He said, silence is golden, boys, I'll tell you what. Never pass up the opportunity to keep your mouth shut. One winter in our teens, we all looked a little weird when we had all decided we would grow ourselves a beard. Dad had a way to make you feel about this high. He said, if I couldn't grow a better beard than that, I don't believe I'd try. If you were late for breakfast, the first thing he would say, nice you could make it. Are you up for the whole day? These have all been words to live by, and that is what we've done. And I think that in some form they have passed to everyone. Our family is a product of the things our father said. That's how we'll remember the man we called our dad.
Oh, my gosh. I love it, Jimmy. That is awesome. What
Happy
a great
Father's Day, everybody.
Oh, that is awesome.
And have a great weekend and fly the flag and happy birthday to all those out there. And we'll talk to you again next week.
That sounds great. That's Jim May with Lavaca Meat Company. Just drop by the store at Maine and Nevada in Old Littleton and pick something up for the barbecue for Dad for this Father's Day. Jim May, we'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
And I just love that. Our sponsors, I work with amazing people. Another great sponsor is the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team. They can create personalized insurance plans to cover all your needs, from protection for your cars to your home, condo, boat, motorcycle, business, and renter's coverage. Contact the Roger Mangan Team now at 303-795-8855 for a complimentary appointment. Like a good neighbor, Roger Mangan's team is there.
So I switched my insurance to the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Agency. Get this. I actually talked to Roger Mangan, who has been helping people with their insurance coverage in our community for 47 years. He helped me create a State Farm personalized price insurance plan for my home and auto and explained affordable options. For personalized service and peace of mind that you are working with a team that cares about you and your family, call Roger Mangan now at 303-795-8855. Kim highly recommends the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team. Again, that number is 303-795-8855.
There are always opportunities in changing markets, and the metro real estate market is no exception. That is why you need to work with seasoned RE/MAX Alliance Realtor Karen Levine when you buy your home, sell your home, consider the opportunities of a new build, or explore investment properties. Rising interest rates are spurring creativity, innovation, and opportunity in the real estate and mortgage markets. Kim Munson highly recommends award-winning RE/MAX Realtor Karen Levine. Call Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516 for answers to all your real estate questions. That's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of the sponsors of The Kim Munson Show, but you can't remember their phone contact or website information. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
It's Friday. It is Friday. Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it. And we're going to talk about that with Pam Long here in just a moment. Thank you to Laramie Energy and Caris Oil and Gas for their gold sponsorship of the show. And it is reliable, efficient, affordable, and abundant energy that powers our lives and fuels our hopes and dreams. And it is Father's Day this Sunday. And my father, who I know so many of you appreciate the dadisms that I share from time to time, passed on first part of December. So this is my first Father's Day with him passed on. So with that, sorry about that, but I was blessed with an amazing father, and I am so grateful for that. Pam Long, I didn't think I was going to get choked up on that, but I did. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim, and we are sorry for your loss. But today we are also going to talk about how we can honor all of our nation's fathers that have served in the military.
Well, absolutely. And that's a great segue. I'll just mention that the USMC Memorial Foundation is they're doing such great work. And you can honor your father, your husband on Father's Day by purchasing a brick that'll be on one of their pathways of service. And you can get more information on that by going to the USMCMemorialFoundation.org. And Pam, I several years ago, I purchased a brick for my father to honor his service in the Air Force. And I think it was the most touching gift I had ever given him. He so appreciated it.
And we can do so much more, not just memorials, but I would maybe say a living memorial. We desperately need the public to engage in accountability to restore our service members who were impacted by the illegal COVID vaccine mandate.
Well, and this is such an important discussion. And Pam Long is a graduate of West Point. She is a former captain in the Army Medical Service Corps. And then she's heading up the military component at Children's Health Defense, which is the group of RFK Jr., which has brought so much light regarding vaccines and vaccine mandates. And so you are heading up that particular area right there. And this piece that we're going to roll out your essay on Sunday, how the experimental COVID vaccine mandate gutted the U.S. armed forces. I think in many ways it was by design, but where should we start on this, Pam Long?
Well, first, we need the public to be aware of this desperate need for accountability. So most people have returned back to work and school, and without any accountability for what I would call a suspension of representational government and illegitimate rule by unelected health spokespeople. And so the economy for most people in the civilian sector, it can and will recover from these policies that devastated businesses. But the U.S. Armed Forces will not recover without intervention, without legislation, without accountability. And that's really what I want to talk about today, is that the public thinks that the National Defense Authorization Act of 2023, which ended the mandate in for military members of the experimental drug, the COVID vaccine, that was the end, that was the solution, everything's fine. When in fact it was mostly just political theater, because 15 months had gone by where thousands of people were exiting the military under the mandate to avoid vaccine coercion, punishment under UCMJ, threat of court martial, which of course would result in a less than honorable discharge and then stigmatize service members forever in the civilian sector, as well as result in the loss of benefits as veterans. We had a mass exodus out of the military. Now, the media reported about 8,000 involuntary separations from the military, which does not account for the tens of thousands of voluntary separations to avoid all the punishment I just listed. And these service members, the public needs to know, they lost rank, they lost pay, they lost training needed for advancement, promotions, leadership positions, and some lost retirement pensions with 19 years in of the 20 years required of in service. These unvaccinated service members also endured months of what I would call malpractice, quarantine, isolation of healthy people. They lost leave, they lost denial to dining facilities and gyms, they lost access to their job areas. And some of these service members were forced out with pregnant wives who now didn't have any health insurance, or special needs children who now no longer had benefits. Cadets at our military academies, including the Air Force Academy right here in Colorado, who were separated for refusing this drug, which they had every right to do, are being asked to recoup $200,000 in costs. The result of all of this mess is just a historic loss in retention and recruitment. And these military members of ours, they tend to be multi-generational, And so these veterans will no longer recommend military service to their children or relatives. We have a problem that is getting worse every day.
Well, I was recently with some former military, and they said the recruitment numbers are even worse than what is being reported. So one of the ways to fix this would obviously be to do what you're saying, to get these remedies in place. But I've been concerned that the powers that be maybe don't want these people back, because these are people that I think stand up for freedom. They stand up for the American idea. And I'm concerned that there is an agenda there, Pamelone.
Well, we could talk about the agenda. These were definitely people who were loyal to their oath to the Constitution and loyal to their duty to refuse unlawful orders. We could talk about the numbers. I don't think the public understands the losses here. We have the Army, Navy, and Air Force have all missed the recruiting goals by thousands of people for the last 3 years. Army has missed its recruiting goals, falling short 15,000 of the 60,000 recruitment goal for 2023. The Navy is also short 22,000 sailors currently to perform operations both at sea and onshore, and the Air Force is short 3,000 airmen. So instead of addressing the root cause problem, which is senior leadership and this unlawful mandate, and the armed forces now are implementing basically lowering standards. They let's go through some of these. So the Army has started a future soldier preparatory course, which attempts to train what they call delayed recruits. These are people who would not qualify for service by the academic standards and the body fat requirements for basic training. So we're basically trying to get unfit people to meet the standards for military service. The Air Force has increased their age of enlistment to age 42. A 42-year-old can now go to basic training. The Department of Defense by far has the most controversial program, which would fast-track immigrants to citizens for enlistment in the military. And historically, when
you mean illegal immigrants?
You could say illegal immigrants. These are people who have a residence here and who have not completed the naturalization or citizenship process. It definitely opens the door to all sorts of nefarious actors, and giving them all the benefits of citizenship, and then having potentially in any martial law situation, you would have, you know, foreigners running your government. This historically has been the ruin, the downfall of all militaries when they enlist or basically hire foreigners to serve in their military. That is the downfall of their military and their society. That has never worked out for any society. There's other standards that have been lowered as well. Recruits, there's been relaxation of tattoo requirements. Traditionally, you can't have visible tattoos in the military, which would be associated with gangs, like on your face or your hands. They're also allowing recruits who have had prior drug test positive results into the services. And there's a couple of others. Basically, we're lowering standards instead of correcting the root problem of senior leadership has not been held accountable for an illegal mandate of an experimental drug.
Okay, so you're saying, Pam Long, that they want to reduce standards so you could be fat and old, and you can get into the I know that.
Well, fat, old, and stupid. The Navy no longer even requires a high school diploma or GED. So yes, fat, dumb, and stupid, and not loyal to the U.S. Constitution.
Oh, what could be a problem with that? So they're lowering standards over here, but where are we regarding this reinstatement then of all of these people that have taken this oath to our military, to our country? It seems like the thing to do would be to get these things remedied and bring them back.
Well, so there was another piece of political theater. It's called the Troop Act Bill, and this was initiated or introduced in February 2023. And so Republicans were asking for service members who were discharged for the COVID vaccine to be reinstated with back pay. This is called the TRUTH Act, or the Truth Return of Overdue Payment Act. This has gone nowhere for over a year, and but the DOD did eventually, with all these recruitment challenges and shortfalls, did implement a similar policy where service members could be reinstated. And let me tell you, CNN reported that 43 service members rejoined the military out of this 8,600 involuntary discharges. So no one wants to go back to their abuser, is what we're learning. No one wants to be treated like less than an American citizen, a second class citizen. And so that's a failed policy. The root issue is accountability. DOD leadership needs to be brought in front of Congress, not one of these side media hearings, but an official hearing with Congress, with media, asking and explaining. Doe v. Rumsfeld 2003 was a court decision that unequivocally decided that the Department of Defense cannot mandate an illegal drug or vaccine regarding the anthrax vaccine to service members. There's a big urban legend that, you know, if you're part of the military, you have to follow all orders, and whether they're legal or not, and take every vaccine. That is completely myth. That is completely false. You cannot mandate experimental drugs on our military since 2003. And DOD leadership, senior leadership, needs to explain how they mandated EUA experimental COVID vaccines. The FDA approved versions were never manufactured in the United States to date, and explain how they would fix that illegal order and how it will never happen again.
So accountability is the key thing that needs to happen in order for people to feel assured that they're going back to serve our country instead of this agenda. Am I getting that right?
You're right. And so here's where it gets challenging, where the public needs to step in. So when the NDAA of 2023 ended the mandate, there were hundreds of service members in the judicial process who were making their case. They were challenging both DOD's illegal mandate, which was an unlawful order of an experimental drug, and challenging that the religious accommodation process had been just systematically denied or subverted. That's a due process violation. Religious accommodation process is firmly in place since the 1990s, but just blanket denials without actually processing. So when DOD removed that mandate after 90% of the force was vaccinated with an experimental drug, so their agenda was accomplished, service members in those lawsuits lost standing. Standing meaning you're not an imminent threat of being harmed by a vaccine, and their cases became moot. So we lost that tool for accountability through the judicial process. So what we need now to fix it is the public to demand from Congress legislation, potentially in the National Defense Authorization Act, the current version for fiscal year 2025, which was just introduced last week, to add provisions in that bill that would demand accountability, restoration, and senior leadership to be held to account removed. They need to be removed.
Wow. Okay. I'm talking with Pam Long regarding her piece that we will be publishing this week regarding this illegal mandate on our service members. And we're going to continue the discussion. And we get to do this because of our sponsors. And one of those is Lauren Levy.
If you're 62 or older, a reverse mortgage could be a great tool regarding retirement and estate planning. It is essential to understand the process. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group has nearly 20 years in the mortgage industry and has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren understands that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage, remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. Licensed in 49 states, Kim Monson highly recommends Lauren Levy for all your mortgage needs. Call Lauren at 303-880-8881.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Boson Law is a local law firm dedicated to helping injured individuals in Denver and the surrounding areas fight for the justice they deserve. Boson Law focuses on personalized representation tailored to your unique situation, with one-on-one attention and counsel and consistent communication. Boson Law personal injury attorneys have extensive trial experience and have successfully represented clients against the interests of powerful corporations, manufacturers, insurance companies, and government agencies. Contact Boson Law at 303-999-9999 for a complimentary in-person consultation. Again, that number is 303-999-9999. Call now at 303-999-9999. 9999.
It is Friday. Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. Another great gift idea for Father's Day would be a gift certificate from Jansen Photography for a portrait of the family or of the children. And so reach out to Jansen Photography at jansenphotography.com. That's J-A-N-S-S-E-N photography.com. And you can get a gift certificate and get that wrapped up for Father's Day. Mary Jansen can help you out with that. On the line with me is Pam Long. She is a West Point graduate, former captain in the Army Medical Service Corps, and she handles the military area of Children's Health Defense, which is RFK Jr.'s group, which has done such important work regarding vaccinations. This came in on the text line and said the soldiers were court-martialed. Those leaders who perpetrated that should be accountable as well. Your thoughts on that, Pam Long?
There was actually only one court-martial, Lieutenant Mark Bashaw, and I have my own theories on why only one soldier was actually court-martialed, because I think the Department of Defense knows that eventually there will be a huge compensation for him for the illegal mandate, and they couldn't afford to use that tool across the entire force. The rest of these punishments were administered under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which are considered administrative procedures, removing rank and pay and all these other punishments were like a non-judicial process. So they could get away with those because they are completely unique to the military justice system outside of what we would consider like a criminal court in the civilian sector, which is more like the court-martial process. So yes, DOD perpetrated a crime against tens of thousands of service members, and that's why we need people engaged with our legislators at the federal level to correct it.
Is there much political will to do this on Capitol Hill?
Well, right now, with the National Defense Authorization Act, which is quietly been introduced, it usually passes somewhere in December or in election year in November to score some political points. And that's where people can really capitalize. Like, if you want to honor the flag this year in 2024, if you want to honor fathers in a real impactful way, everyone knows 2024 is a political year, an election year, and very important for our republic. Then if you really want to have impact, then we need grassroots support for telling our federal representatives that this NDAA, which, yes, there are portions of it which remove the DEI agenda back in favor of merit-based programs, that is not the root cause of our problem with recruitment in retention in the military. That's a good move in the right direction, but that has not hit the target. There's also some weird priorities for allocating $1 billion for in vitro fertilization procedures, which would take away.
You said, did you say a billion with a B?
I said billion. So when you reallocate money for medical care in the armed forces, when you say I want to spend $1 billion on in vitro fertilization, then you're taking away $1 billion for other medical care. And that impacts readiness. That's service members who will have cuts in their medical care at $1 billion. So people need to read this National Defense Authorization Act, and they really, we have time. We have time to engage right now in June to go through this process through November and December when this is an attempt for more political theater to say, look, see how we help service members? No, you're missing the target. You are not getting to the root cause of what is destroying our armed forces.
Okay, so it's the national... I'm trying to get to it so that we can read. I used to think it was above my pay grade to read all this stuff. It's not. We can actually do that. So how could I find it? What's the name of it again?
It is the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2025. So we're drafting it now in 2024 to go into effect January 2025. And I think the public, if they were following this and really understood what I'm talking about, they would be appalled at how we're spending billions of dollars. There's even investments in this bill. There's an amendment to address that we are sending money to China, benefiting CCP, China's military, and there's an amendment to stop that. So people really need to focus on this bill. Now we have time, and we could turn this around if people would engage. But again, there is this almost like trauma response where most people are just so grateful to get back to normal after a suspension of our representational government that they're just thinking about, you know, the economy, their lives, you know, right here, local. But we have a really big problem with our armed forces, in this lack of accountability has not been corrected.
Okay. And so I have found it. This is on my list of things to do. It's H.R. 8070. Does that sound right? That's the right one?
That sounds right.
Okay. Pam Long, we live amazing lives. This human flourishing that we have as everyday Americans, we are taking it for granted. And people really, you mentioned, get back to, I have air quotes, normal. It's not normal what's going on in our country right now from a political standpoint. And this human flourishing that we, the blessings of this that we have taken, we're taking it for granted. But we have this because there have been those that have been willing to give their lives or given their lives for us from the beginning of our country, the Revolutionary War. And so there's these small things that we can do because we have to step up and make sure that we pass on this amazing American idea to the next generation. I am so grateful for our military and those that have given the last full measure of devotion, as Lincoln said, I think, in the Gettysburg Address. We need to really reflect on that. And of course, Flag Day is a good time to do that.
It absolutely is. And let us not be lulled back into complacency. Many people were like, wow, how did we get here during COVID? And we are in a long war. It's nonlinear. It's non-traditional. It looks different than tanks and bombs and guns. But you have to think of in terms of this non-traditional warfare. And it might seem like we're in a calm, but it is the calm before the storm in this election year.
And so your final thought on all of this, Pam Long, and again, we will roll out that essay this weekend. I so appreciate all that you do. Final thought as we're going into the weekend.
People need to contact their U.S. representatives and the candidates. The candidates going into this election are not talking about our military. They're not talking about them at the debates. They're not talking about how we prevent another lockdown. There is this trauma-based response, and we need to push through, and we need to hold people accountable.
Absolutely. And accountability, I think, is the key theme here. And Pam Long, thank you so much. We will talk to you again very soon.
Thank you.
Okay, and the bill number is H.R. 8070. That's H.R. 8070. And I had just done what... the National Defense Authorization Act of 2025. You can do a search for that. So again, Pam Long, just amazing, amazing work on that. So we have all these important discussions because of our sponsors. And another great sponsor is John Boson with Boson Law.
Boson Law is a local law firm dedicated to helping injured individuals in Denver and the surrounding areas fight for the justice they deserve. Boson Law focuses on personalized representation tailored to your unique situation, with one-on-one attention and counsel and consistent communication. Boson Law personal injury attorneys have extensive trial experience and have successfully represented clients against the interests of powerful corporations, manufacturers, insurance companies, and government agencies. Contact Boson Law at 303-999-9999 for a complimentary in-person consultation. Again, that number is 303-999-9999. Call now at 303-999-9999.
Focused and wise marketing is essential for your success, especially during tough economic times. If you love The Kim Munson Show, strive for excellence and understand the importance of engaging in the battle of ideas that is raging in America. Then talk with Kim about partnership, sponsorship opportunities. Email Kim at kimmunson.com. Kim focuses on creating relationships with individuals and businesses that are tops in their fields. So they are the trusted experts listeners turn to when looking for products or services. Kim personally endorses each of her sponsors. Again, reach out to Kim at kimmunson.com.
Franktown Firearms is fully stocked and ready for you to come shoot. Franktown Firearms is a family-friendly shooting range and gun store, constantly bringing in new inventory of ammunition, firearms, and accessories that you need. Come down to shop or just shoot on their spacious, well-ventilated 10-lane, 30-yard range with staff who will help you become as proficient a shooter as you can be. You'll have a blast with their multi-level training courses that also include tactical shooting while walking, moving, and shooting from behind cover. This isn't your average range, and it's not your average inventory. If Franktown doesn't have it, they'll help you track it down. And for a limited time, KLZ listeners enjoy an exclusive offer. Tell them you heard this spot on KLZ, and they'll give you a free gun rental, class 3 weapons not included, when you rent a lane. And they'll give you your first membership month for free. So stop in and let them know KLZ sent you. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
It is Friday. Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it. Colonel Rutledge, you know him, 95 years young. He has traveled the world. He's so intellectually curious about people and books, and he did call in to say a couple of things because we were talking about lowering standards, and he said that he did have those under his command that had not completed high school or received a GED yet, and he said they were wonderful workers. And he also said, and I do remember this, that there are kids that may have been on the wrong path, and the option might have been jail or military. In fact, I had some neighbors years ago. I think he was a Vietnam veteran, and he said that he had misbehaved, and instead of going to jail, he actually joined the military. He said it changed his life, the discipline. He went on to have a very successful life. And so, Colonel Rutledge, thank you for making that distinction. That was a different era, I think, on all that. But thank you, Colonel Rutledge, for calling in to talk to Joe about that. I'm really excited to have on the line with me Tom Tarver, and he is doing some amazing work with TAPS, which is the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. And he is involved in a great event that's going to be the weekend of July 4th. I think it's July 6th. Welcome to the show, Tom Tarver.
Good morning, Kim.
Well, I'm familiar with TAPS, and they are doing great work. And you are heading up or very involved with the event that's going to be down in Colorado Springs on July 6th. So tell us about that.
That's right. I'm the event director, and Lieutenant General Mike Gould and his wife, Paula Gould, are the event chairs. This is our fifth year. It's the Colorado Springs Celebrity Classic, so it's a dinner show. We do these every year. It's our fifth year now. We're now kicking off prior to the Pike's Peak Bus Rodeo, which I think everybody knows for the last 75 years has donated to military charities with their associations of the Norris Penrose Legacy Foundation and the Pike's Peak Bus Rodeo Foundation. So they brought us in as a kickoff to the event, and our dinner shows have been going on, like I said, 5 years. Past performers have been Heron Tippin and Craig Morgan and Pam Tillis and Andy Griggs in Colorado Springs. We've been at it 19 years along the Front Range here. And on July 6th, we've got our dinner show again with the Castellos, a new group of girls. A lot of people have heard about them. They've already been nominated for a CMT. And so we're excited to have this group. And we do a songwriter show where we bring in songwriters from Nashville. And so this year we've got Brett Jones and Frank Myers, who wrote I Swear, and these guys have written many hits. And what we do is we put on a dinner show that has these headliners sit down and with the songwriters, and they talk about behind-the-scenes music and how they wrote their hits. And the best part of this entire evening out there at the Penrose Arena is the Coors Cowboy Club comes up from Amarillo, Texas. And Pete Coors is going to be here, and every year they cook prime rib for 500 people. It's a dinner you cannot believe, and it's a dinner show that you cannot believe. And the funding goes to TAPS, which is the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. So we take care of the families that have their loved ones have died in service to the country. So it's a patriotic weekend, and it's a great night to get out and have dinner and see a great show. And we doors open at 4:30 for us, and by 8:30 we're done. And it makes it a great evening, a pleasant evening. So if you don't want to be out all night or the hours, we're done by 8:30. We're wrapped up, and you've had one heck of an evening.
So it's easy if you live up in the Denver metro area to get down there. It's not that long, and if the event's over at 8:30, you're home by 10 probably.
Yeah.
Just explain this. So this new group, you sent over the flyer on this, and this is a group of sisters, you said, and they are gorgeous. And they're this new group, and so they'll perform, and then the songwriters will perform after that. Is that right?
No, they all sit together. And if anybody wants to learn about the Castellos, they can just Google Number 7 Road, and you'll see one of their videos. They've been at this 1 year. They're two of the girls are from Triplets, and then they have the youngest daughter as the lead singer. And they're prodigal girls. They're amazing. One of them's a pilot. One speaks Russian. They're skilled in all instruments. One plays the banjo, and they're just phenomenal. They've brought back good classic music that it hits all genres. And these girls are absolutely, we're fortunate to catch them here because they're on their way to the top. We've always had legendary people. This year we were fortunate enough to bring in a hot new country act and to sit with the legendary songwriters, and they talk about how they hit their head in the bathtub and wrote a song, or how the girls were out playing in the yard as little kids and they wrote a song, and you sit there and you get to listen to this and you hear the songs. It's just amazing.
Okay, and let's talk about TAPS. I'm familiar with the great work that they do, but tell us a little bit about TAPS. So here you can have a great evening, and you can also be supporting a group that does amazing things for the survivors of our military.
That's correct. This is the 30th year for TAPS. It started in 1994 with Bonnie Carroll. A lot of you people might remember the whale rescue up in Alaska, and she flew up there. She worked for Ronald Reagan to help with the whales. She met her husband, Tom Carroll, who was in the Air National Guard up there, and they got married, and 4 years later, he tragically died in a plane crash with seven others. And so although Bonnie was part of the military, she realized that after you die in service to the country, the military must move on. So you moved off the base, you lose your privileges, you don't have any support system other than your family or whatever's. So Bonnie said, there's something broken here. So she took her death benefit and she started TAPS. And so it started as a small group of people, which is now in every state. And there are mentors, there are counselors, there's everybody across the nation. And Bonnie started that in 1994. And so what the program does, it provides programs like for kids that lose their dad. They are teamed up with a mentor. So somebody's there for your first pitch. Somebody's there for the daddy-daughter dance.
Uh-huh.
everything's there for you. And I've watched these kids now over the last 19 years of me doing this, watching these kids that have, were little kids that lost their dads in Iraq and Afghanistan, are now mentors to other kids. They're, you know, training accidents constantly. We just lost a handful of Marines on a helicopter crash coming back to Miramar, which unfortunately my nephew was part of that squadron, so he lost good friends. But so TAPS is here today, 30 years for my family. So there's just a litany of services. There's good grief camps, counseling services, there's networking events, expeditions, retreats, everything to keep the families, you know, helping them out and making sure that they know that there's a tomorrow.
Well, and also, haven't you also are helping families if they lost their loved one to suicide?
That is correct, because sometimes when guys get home from battle and they can't leave it behind, and the 26 number, 22 to 26 number a day could even be higher. And so that there's a suicide prevention hotline that's 24 hours a day. There's counseling phone numbers 24 hours a day. And last year alone, 130,000 people came into the system at TAPS, and it can be for a litany of things. I mean, a guy gets home and he gets sick or something, and he leaves, and he's moved out of the military. These people don't know where to turn, and TAPS gives you all the guidance to help you with that. And the suicide prevention seminars or the suicide seminars are great for people that get together with fellow family members that have lost somebody to suicide, and there's a support group there, and it helps everybody live to see that there's tomorrow. And so the love that goes on through the TAP system is just amazing. And, you know, you just can't say enough about the work that Bonnie has done for this organization. And now it's now a national organization. And so in many cases, when somebody dies on a base, the TAPS counselors are ready to go immediately after the knock on the door.
Okay, so what great work. How can people purchase tickets for this event July 6th in Colorado Springs?
Well, it's relatively easy. You can go to TAPS.org/Colorado. There are two events there. You can click on the Colorado Springs event for July 6th, and you can sign up online. We have all of our major sponsors are sold out, our title and presenting, but we have a gold sponsor table available at $5,000. We have a silver sponsor table for 10 people for $2,500. So, or tickets are available individually for $250 a piece. So for a dinner show, for somebody to go out and go to Elway's or go to somewhere, you're going to spend that kind of money. Here you get a tax-deductible donation, and you're going to get a great dinner show. And for people in Pueblo, you're 40 minutes away from the arena, so if you want to come up and have a great night out, it's a great country western event. And it's a boots and jeans kind of affair, and it's taps.org/Colorado, and all the online options are there for you to sign up as a business if you want to. You want to buy a table for your employees, it's a great night out. So we look forward to having you in any capacity. And we're getting close to sold out, but we'd like to make sure we have a full arena for the 30th anniversary of TAPS.
Okay, Tom Tarver, I had my cowboy boots polished when I was out at the National Western. So I'm going to put those on and come down. How's that sound?
That'll be great. We'll look forward to having you, and we look forward to your listeners coming. And if they have any questions, they can certainly just put them on the website there, and we'll get right back to you.
Okay, and that's TAPS.org/Colorado. Tom, give us an update next week. We'll talk next week. How's that sound?
Great, Kim. I look forward to it. Take care.
You bet. And our quote for the end of the show is from G.K. Chesterton. He said this, "I believe in getting into hot water because it keeps you clean." So my friends, today be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you. God bless America. And happy Father's Day to all of you fathers out there.
Like a new moon rising fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.